I was wondering this week what I was going to speak on. God don't always give me a word. Sometimes I have something in the background of what I was going to speak on. But this word came to me last Tuesday evening, really, when I was walking Jake. It's nice sometimes when you're walking. I like walking. I think it's a Williams thing. And Tuesday night, I was out walking the dog on my own, without Dad. And, something I noticed, and it's quite prevalent, I would imagine, in most villages, towns, cities, is the amount of young people that you see on the streets. And I suppose especially last week, as it was half term. And as I was walking, I was just thinking to myself, how do we reach these kids, isn't it? How do we reach the young people in today's society? We all know that the message is the same, but how do we reach out to young people today? I imagine when Cyril was a young person, was totally different to today. You never saw people, hanging around street corners and causing trouble. I don't know. Maybe he was, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, how do we reach these kids? Because, God loves them, doesn't he? Even the most troublesome kids, God loves. We can always go back to God so loved, didn't he? So loved the world that he began, and he loves them all. And as I was walking along, a thought came into my head. Most of these kids have never known a father. Do you know that? That today, most of these kids have never known a father. Single parents in this country is quite common these days. The statistics for single mums are very high. And there are many kids whose fathers are never there for them, in work, down the pub, whatever. And that's what's lacking in our society today, good parenting. The breakdown in the family has been the forefront of the breakdown in society. And they've actually proven that. I remember several years ago reading an article where it said the children didn't need a father. And yet 2 years later, I think it was two and a half years later, they took back that statement because they realised the children today need a family. They need a mum and they need a dad. God said he created man and woman, and he created them for a reason, didn't he? There was a reason. But whatever God done, there was a reason. And these kids today, they are not in established families. They're not in firm families. Most of them, like I say, their parents are divorced. What's the divorce rate today? I was reading an article in papers, and it was saying that weddings have fallen by quite a large percentage in the last couple of years. And even people who are brought up where their mums and dads are not married, they still have problems, And these kids, they need fathers. They need a good parent. Britain has become a country of poor parenting. It's become a country of poor parenting. Today, kids are having kids. I remember we used to say many years ago, if you've seen a young girl pushing a pram, you knew it was her brother or sister. Today it's not. And we live in a society of poor parenting, a society that doesn't care. I can remember when I worked in the bakery and I'd be going to work like 3 o'clock in the morning. You see kids walking the streets. Their parents don't care. I'm right, tonight. Their parents don't care. My voice is going. Like I said, I'm glad the football was Friday night and not Saturday. Because I'm still suffering now. Parents today don't care. We had an incident in work Friday night where I think the guy was early 20s, came in and he was drunk and he wouldn't leave the store. So they had to sit on him till the police come. And there are many incidents where kids today are way out of control, isn't it? They talk about Asbos and they say that, today kids want Asbos as something they can be proud of. We live in a society that doesn't care. And you know, it's the church's responsibility to show the father's love to these kids. Do you know, love is the greatest thing you can show to a person. And God's love is the greatest thing. It can break all bondages. It can turn the nastiest, violentest child into the most loving kid ever. And the Father's love we need to show. God said in 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Isn't that wonderful? God wants to take these kids and be their father. He wants to show them what a true father is, isn't it? And this is what will change these kids' lives. We are to come alongside them. Yeah, it's not going to be easy. But God says, I will be their fathers. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 10:14, but you have seen for you, observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand, to help less commit itself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. You know, God is the helper of the fatherless. He wants to come alongside these kids and help them. Hosea wrote in Hosea 14:3, Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands. You are our gods, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. You know, we worship a God of mercy who wants to kids mercy. He wants to show them love, doesn't he? He doesn't want to bring wrath and destroy them. He doesn't want to leave them fatherless, but he wants to come alongside them and show them mercy. God so loves those who are disadvantaged. You know, we've talked so much about the poor, those who have nothing. His passion, love and mercy to the poor is unlimited. You know, the disciples, people were sending their children, their kids, children to God, and the disciples were telling them to go away. And what did God say? You know, he had a passion for them. One of the greatest names you can give God is Father. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, our Father. Abba is the Aramaic for Father, the root word being Ab, a very simple word. Ab is supposed to be the one of the first words a baby can say. Abba has become common in modern Hebrew as the word Israelite children use for daddy. Our Father, isn't it? God is our Father. And he wants to be the father of those out there who yet do not know him. His passion is for them out there who do not know him. His passion is for those who are disadvantaged. His passion is for those who are lost. Isn't it? He spoke about that in John 10, about the sheep. Isn't it? And he has a passion for these kids. His love will bring them to know him. God is our heavenly Father. There is no other greater. There is no other greater. When people see the Father's love in us, they will be attracted to him. And then people's lives will be changed. Changed for the better, isn't it? God says, I have come to give life. And what he said is he come to change people's lives. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Changing people's lives. Bringing these unruly kids, these kids who feel lost, who feel unloved, who feel unwanted. You know, that is the problem today. How would you feel if your father was never there for you? How would you feel if you didn't have a father? How would you feel, isn't it? Unloved. But God loves them, doesn't he? And we as the church should be mirroring that love to these kids. You know, I can remember when we used to do a turning point here on a Friday night. Oh, we used to have kids in here and I'd pull my hair out if I had any, you know. And they were hard work. But God loved them. You know, even I can think back now, even the naughtiest, most irritating kid, you know, there was a bit of love there. You know, I know of several children in Samuel's school, and they're unruly, and they're rude, and they're naughty. And do you know all they want? A bit of love. That's all they want. That's all they want is a bit of love. And God loves them. And our place is to show them the love of God. And it is our responsibility to tell people about the Father's love. It's also our responsibility to show them the Father's love, isn't it? To show them. To show them, to point to the Father. Because there is joy by knowing the Father. There is joy. There is no joy in the world today, but there is joy in knowing the Father. Psalm 43:4 says this. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. It says, to God my exceeding joy. It's just not any ordinary joy. Knowing the Father will bring you joy beyond all joy. The psalmist talked about a greater joy, not known to man, who is outside of Christ, yet to those who know him can know greater joy. Isn't that wonderful? A greater joy, a joy which is beyond knowing man. You know, when these kids, they need to know the joy of God, isn't it? Today, their little experience of joy is getting drunk, and it lasts for a small moment. There is acceptance by knowing the Father. We read it 2 Corinthians 6:18. I will be a father to you. Isn't it? He accepts them as they are. We are accepted into the family of God. We can know God's full acceptance by his great and amazing grace. You know, these kids, they don't feel accepted. You know, they dress different, they do, you know, all the piercing, all the tattoos. But there is acceptance by knowing God. By knowing the Father, there is everlasting peace. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace. Isn't that wonderful? Today, kids are troubled. There is suicide, there is drug taking, there is, you know, alcoholic abuse, you name it. For he himself is our peace. You know, kids today, they are searching for something, and Christ is their answer. The Father wants to bring peace to people's lives. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? He doesn't want to hold back, but he wants to give all. By knowing the Father, we can know a life of abundance. We all know it, John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Young people's lives today are a mess, yet the Father wants to give them the best because only the best will do. When Christ died upon the cross, he gave his best. Amen? He didn't give an archangel. He gave the best. He wants the best for everyone. What does that say? What does that say? He wants to give the best to us. He says he accepts us as we are. He loves us as we are. Wrinkles, blemishes, the lot, he loves us as we are. And only what the best will do for us. You know, as parents, we want to give the best to our kids. And we try to give the best. Sometimes we haven't got enough money to give the best. But God can give the best. There isn't anything better. Amen? There isn't anything better. God gave the best. By giving Jesus Christ as a sacrifice so that we could have life and life eternal. That speaks to me as the best. Psalm 68:5 says, he wants to be what? A father to the fatherless. The Father's love is the greatest love that we can know. John 15:13 says, sums what I just said up. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Let's read it again. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his sons. That was the greatest love of all. He demonstrated it. He didn't only say it, but he demonstrated it. That he laid down his life. Sounds familiar. The Father gave his only begotten Son. Why? Because he loves us and all mankind. Isn't it? We can't, I don't know about it, you, but you cannot say to a person enough that we love them. And God cannot say it enough to us. He loves us. He says it every day when we read the word. Every day in there the word says God loves us. God loves us. He loves all mankind. Blemish, sin and all. As we say, God loves the sinner, but not the sin. He loves us. He loves these kids. And all he calls us to do is to demonstrate the love of God to those who are outside. Nothing else. To demonstrate the love of God. Not just to preach the love of God, but to demonstrate the love of God. To stand alongside these kids. Say, yeah, we don't agree what you do, but we know that God loves you. You know, I didn't have a very good night's sleep last night. Matthew decided this, he wanted to sleep with us most of the night. So about 4:30 this morning, I think that's why I look so tired and feel so tired. I got up and I was just rummaging around the kitchen doing a bit of tidying up. And I come across the message. So I'm just reading. And this is what it says in the message from Romans 8. We know who he is and we know who we are. Isn't that wonderful? We know who he is. He is the Father of all creation. And do you know what's wonderful? And we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us. An unbelievable inheritance. Isn't that wonderful? We know who he is. Do you know who he is this morning? He is the Father to the fatherless. He is our almighty Father. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the everlasting Father, the Prince of peace, the King of kings. There is no one like him. And we know who we are. I know who I am. I'm a filthy sinner. But I know God loves me. He is my Father. And we are his children. And one day we're going to get what's coming to us. Not by what we deserve. But what he done for us. Isn't that wonderful? If we got what we deserved, we'd burn in eternal hell. But we are going to get an unbelievable inheritance. Isn't that wonderful? Something that we can't comprehend. Something that we can't even imagine. And that's because the Father wants the best. The best. Best for those outside. He doesn't want to punish them. Isn't that wonderful? Sometimes I see what these kids do. We were in Cardiff. It's unbelievable. We were in Cardiff on, I can't remember what day it was. It might have been Tuesday because Sarah wasn't working. And there was a lad outside McDonald's going up to people saying, do you want to fight? Only about, I bet he won 19. bit younger than I was just going up to want to fight. And you know, I thought myself, I give you a fight, mate. And you know what I thought is, later on, I thought, God loves him. And it's like that through society today. You know, kids can be the most evil, obnoxious, horrible people you will meet. Yet God only wants the best for them. He wants to be their father. And God's love can change them. Because God's love changed us, didn't it? When we met God, our lives were turned fully around. And God loves them because he wants the best for them. He says, you know, he talks about hope. He talks about faith. And he talks about love. And he said, the greatest of all is love. The greatest of all is love. If we are to reach out into our community, if we are to touch people's lives, we need to change our attitudes, our actions, all of us, myself being, instead of getting uptight, instead of getting fearful, instead of getting angry, we need to show the love of God. You know, I pray, and I'm wrong sometimes. I pray sometimes on a Friday night, on a Sunday night. You know, Lord, I pray the kids don't come in, don't play us up. But sometimes that's a wrong attitude. You know, we've had a few of the lads come in from the rugby club. It's strange. I was in the Chinese a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of boys come in, and one lad said to me, "Oh, you're the fella from the church, are we you?" And I thought, yeah, you know. We need to change and have an attitude, you know, of these kids, because God loves them. And you never, never know what God is sowing into these kids' lives. Isn't that right? We don't know. But our responsibility is to come along to these kids and show them the love of God. Amen. Amen.